This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. If you work for the government and decide to gamble and play tennis during the workday, altering your timesheets won't help. Herman worked as a field supervisor overseeing multifamily housing programs in 5 states. As long as he worked 40 hours a week, he could work pretty much when and where he wanted. Then came the memo entitled Abolition of Alternative Work Schedules, and Herman's new working hours were from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So he began to falsify his timesheets, showing he was at work when he was actually on the tennis court or in the casino. A HUD and FBI investigation was kicked off by an anonymous complaint. Herman claimed as a senior multifamily housing manager, he was on the clock 24/7, visiting properties nights and weekends. But a jury found him guilty, and he was ordered to pay $47,000 in restitution and sentenced to 12 months and 1 day in prison. So if you alter your timesheets to get time off, you could get time in a federal prison. Let's just say Herman will be living in a whole new kind of multifamily housing. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.